This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Folks are gathering now in San Rafael, California, hoping to spread a time-tested financial idea from the Great American Prairie. For 94 years, the state of North Dakota has run a public bank. It's like a mini Federal Reserve that subsidizes loans based on local priorities. The bank helps local entrepreneurs, students, and others, and generates a profit for the state treasury. This weekend's public banking conference is a grassroots effort to rethink the global banking system. Mark Armstrong is executive director of a nonprofit called the Public Banking Institute. Mr. Armstrong, good morning.
Good morning, David.
Now, you've said something very interesting before. It's about making credit decisions locally. If you're in Montana or Maine or Mississippi, I guess the question is, why are credit decisions being made in faraway New York or Frankfurt, Germany?
Well, what happens is when the state treasurer or any sort of public finance official places the state's deposits into large Wall Street banks, that credit that's created in the bank is then essentially used to further the interest of that bank. And the core value proposition behind a public bank is to put the state tax revenues into a local publicly owned bank and then make those credit decisions locally.
So, for instance, in a given part of the country, if the public policy process decides we want to subsidize entrepreneurship locally or we would like to give cheaper loans to, for instance, students, that's something a public bank might do very differently from a more standard commercial bank.
Yeah, exactly. And that's exactly what they do in North Dakota. They also fund infrastructure. So instead of putting their deposits into a Wall Street bank and then borrowing the money back at a much higher interest rate, they just fund infrastructure themselves. They fund student loans themselves. The average interest rate is 4.6%, which is a lot lower than what students get at other banks throughout the country.
Now, regular private banks might worry about this kind of competition from a public bank. Why should the public sector compete with the private like this?
Well, it's not a competition. There are plenty of examples where the Bank of North Dakota actually collaborates with community banks. In their annual report that just came out a month ago, the Lutheran Social Services of North Dakota funded a $10 million deal. They needed $10 million in order to retrofit a hospital. And so in that case, that money would have had to come from an out-of-state Wall Street bank. In this case, Bank of North Dakota partnered with Unison Bank of Jamestown and made sure the deal happened, and then the money stayed locally. And so they used their credit to further the public interest in that example.
Well, Mark Armstrong, executive director of the Public Banking Institute, thank you very much.
Thanks, David.